Okay, so
penis.
We had a lot of good things going on. I was going to give you more information. I was going to find the best picture possible before showing you this woman's breasts.
Can I please see them?
Can you just chill out and not just wait until
I
find the thing that I'm
looking
for? I
cannot chill out. You promised me titties.
Who is this woman?
I don't know. It's just some fucking...
One
of these Reddit porn stars.
Mm. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Anyways.
Can I see it?
No.
What?
We'll look it up later. I'm sorry.
What the hell? How am I being penalized for Adam grabbing your phone and making you mad?
I didn't grab his phone. I grabbed my own
phone. No. That is fucking... revisionist history. You grabbed his phone.
I had it on my phone from my text to you. I texted you.
Not the LeBron
video.
Thing, motherfucker. The thing with the titties. You have put me in jeopardy. Shut up.
Phone.
Shut the fuck up. You have put me in jeopardy of not seeing these titties right
now.
Yeah. And that's I want you, first of all, to apologize
You'll
to
see,
me.
Here, I'm sorry. I'll send it to the group text, and then you guys can discover it on your own.
Okay.
Rather than just taking my fucking, just waiting a second, I could show you some of the.
Is she a nice person?
No, probably not. Anyways, so here's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
This is what I was working on today.
I'm listening.
It's the wife of the day laborer with the herd balls.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
And her name, my husband, his balls, they hurt too much. And my name is John Cena.
That's good. Oh, god damn, this bitch.
Hispanic woman named John
Gigantic
Cena.
Gigantic titties.
My name, me amo, is John Cena.
John Cena. Damn.
John Cena Gutierrez.
John Cena is one name.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. That's her first name. Whoa, these are wild ass titties.
Yeah, those can't be real.
Yeah,
right?
They are.
Trust
They're
me.
They're so circular.
I've launched an investigation into this.
You did.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, this is pretty cool.
When the nipples are inside out, you know what that's called?
What that, yeah?
Inside out nipples?
When they go, they're inverted.
No.
The medical term for that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
No. You never seen that?
People's You've never seen a nipple in?
The titty's so big that the nipple gets sucked back inside.
Oh, okay,
the
titty. Yeah. Okay, yeah, fine.
You know that?
Yeah, and that's...
Invaginated nipples.
That's
is
really?
Is the medical
You could
term.
Have sex with them.
You can fuck them.
Oh, nice. That would be cool.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can have sex with pizza anytime. Kids, come inside and fuck your pizza.
That's
like,
what they
do. Oh boy, hockey's over. Let's all fuck the pizza.
It's perfect for your little
pizza in the morning,
dicks.
Pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, there's a hole in it that you can fuck.
That's
bagel bites.
Chicago style sex.
Hey, kids. Are you tired of not being able to fuck your pizza at home?
Just a bunch of kids who burn their dicks in Totino's pizza rolls.
Right. Instead of big sausage pizza, it's tiny sausage pizza and it's a bagel bite.
Oh,
I like that. Oh, that's good.
And
I love
you.
That. It's about me?
Yeah.
Hello, I have a delivery here.
Yeah.
It might be kind of hard to find.
The bagel part also.
There was just direct yourself to the ring box next to my penis area of my pants.
We were laughing about that. About the fucking about like the male comedian that goes on stage is like talking about how like women can never find them.
Yeah. You guys ever see that porno of that guy with a little ass dick that would fuck women and they'd be like bored and shit?
Yeah. Bob.
Is that his name?
Yeah, that website was hilarious.
That was such a good website.
Yeah.
And I would watch it and be like, nice.
Yeah.
Someone's got a littler dick than me. When I was nervous that my dick was small as hell as a little kid. I was like 16, I didn't fuck. I would watch it and be like, nice. If that guy can fuck, I
remember
can fuck.
There was one where he's like in the parking lot of the Glendale Mall.
Yeah.
And then he's just showing women his dick and they're laughing at him.
Yeah. But then he fucks all of them. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And they're like crossing their arms. You're like, oh, come on. Salute to Bob. And he would put on a fake wig sometimes and fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
for him.
That's cool. what do you call it? The, I forget now. Whatever.
No, that's right. Bob. You do forget. You forget a lot of things.
I do. There's one thing I'll never forget.
The Armenian genocide?
No, I've never forgotten that.
That's coming up.
I think it was this week. A lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah, it's April 19th.
Fucking Turks.
April
something like that.
1914 was the April something. 19.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the Turks. That's what you know. What? Fuck the Ottomans. I said it. Come
Hitler,
get me.
Hitler modeled the Armenian genocide or the Holocaust after the Armenian genocide.
Nah.
Yeah. How about the Ottomans? And they're like gay. They're like twink, hairy twink.
Oh, they're two otters.
Otters.
Yeah.
The Ottomans.
The Ottoman Turks.
The Ottoman.
Slampire.
Oh yeah.
Wait, Hitler modeled. So Hitler modeled the Holocaust after the Armenian genocide, and Israel won't recognize the Armenian genocide.
Why not?
I don't know. They're not even friends with Turkey. They hate Turkey.
They just hate Armenians too.
I don't get it. I don't know.
Man, the fucking.
They're
listen,
good guys. Over there in Israel.
Yeah, Israel is just not looking too good, man.
About the Scarmenian genocide, and they kill all the Scarface guys.
Okay.
Scarfmenian?
Yeah.
That's a little live show throwback. You're running at the live show, you don't get that joke.
Yeah. We did a 10-minute scarf thing.
Just
really
did a bunch of puns about scarves.
Really brought the house down.
I had a dream I started drinking again.
You have that dream a lot.
I know.
You had a heroin dream, didn't you?
Once or twice.
Yeah. I had a heroin dream the other night, but I've never even done heroin.
Yeah.
But
what do you mean?
Great.
What was the dream?
I was like, I'm going to start chipping. Because that's what they say in movies when you're like, I'm going to do a little bit of heroin, even though I'm an addict and I know I'll get addicted again.
Yeah.
Like Christopher's chipping. So I had a dream where I was like, yeah, I'm going to start chipping, even though I'm not even a heroin addict. Dude. Yeah.
Nick, what was your dream?
No, I just, you know, I was drinking beers.
You were just at a bar?
That's all it is. No, not even at a bar. I'm just
at home drinking
a
beer.
In a void. And, you know, just a kind of empty
you
space.
And a beer?
Yeah.
Just floating.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know, I bought on Etsy is some guy with got a 3D printer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's an attachment for the Dyson, so you can plug in all the accessories. Some guy 3D printed that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Wait, what?
It broke immediately. Yeah. It instantly broke.
You're saying it's like a little holder for all the attachments.
Yeah, well, it clips into the Dyson. Yep. He's got a 3D printer, and he designed this thing rather shittily, I might add.
Yeah.
Again, it broke immediately, so that's what you get for buying shit on Etsy. But it is pretty cool that that's what you could do with a 3D printer.
Yeah. I would love to. What's the best thing you could possibly 3D print? You could print anything.
Yeah.
You know,
lower receiver for an AR-15, fully automatic.
Yeah, a bump stock.
A bump stock.
Now legal bump stock. I don't know, man. I would like to print. I mean, clearly the obvious thing is to say a bigger dick, but that wouldn't work because you don't feel it. So maybe like a bigger dick, but the sides are open, so you kind of feel it on the sides of your dick, at least a little bit.
Wait, maybe you would just 3D print a dildo?
Yeah, to fuck your own ass with.
No,
I'd 3D print an Emmy or a.
Oh, cool!
I'd 3D print
an Oscar and then dip it in gold.
Yeah, and then no one looks up that.
And
stuff.
You would write for being very gay on it.
Yep, for being the world's coolest guy.
I'd probably make something to hold all the remotes for my TV.
That's a good answer.
Nice. Yeah,
good answer.
Yeah, thanks. Nick really had that one in the barrel.
You get a little basket for that.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that
what are families most likely to 3D print?
Cheryl, a dildo, a penis.
Good God.
He looks into the camera.
What has happened to these children?
I'm 47.
Child, if you don't.
I'm postmenopausal.
We got to beat these kids.
Damn. Steve, put your belt back on.
So Steve was the host, obviously, is the current host.
I don't
Louis
buy that,
Anderson.
I don't buy that Steve Harvey beats his kids, because if he took his belt off, his pants would fall down
immediately. Yeah, that's true.
You can't wear pants that big and take your fucking belt off.
Yeah,
that's very true.
He should be a suspenders guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
pants that big.
That's true.
Yeah.
Remember when Al Borland was Family Feud host?
Family Feud. Yeah.
And so did Peterman.
Richard Carr, is that his name?
Oh, Peterman from Seinfeld.
Yeah, Peterman was Family
Feud
too.
They tried a bunch of different people.
That's hilarious. Like those guys. What the fuck? I want that gig. We should host Family Feud, guys.
Yeah.
You think we'll ever cross over to Family Feud status?
I mean, I actually was talking to my management about pitching a show that I host.
Nice. For a game show?
No. I mean, well, yeah, actually, yes.
What would it be?
I don't want to...
Not a lot of people listen to the show.
This is a thing in development.
Nice.
All right.
So it's a thing I'm working on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got my own career, you know?
Nice.
Relationship, Stav, you get, you know, all your haircuts.
Yeah, I do my own haircut.
All your different, you know, all the different hairstyles you try out.
It's true.
I'm rocking a full pompadour right now.
Me? Yeah. I email my management once a year and I'm like, what about this? And they're like, please just do something. Please stop leaning on a podcast. But the longer you do, the more you shut yourself out of the entertainment industry.
Nah, dude. It's cool. Well, this will run for another 7 months.
Probably.
Then we'll kill ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all try and do something. It'll fail.
I hope I get on that, become the Family Feud host. That would be great. That'd be a great way for this to end. The podcast
for you
fails.
To become that.
No
you
way. I'm going to be the Family anymore. Feud host.
And I'm the host of Family Feud.
First of all, I'm clearly going to be the host of Family Feud.
What if we both do it? And then Adam isn't.
Okay, that's
anything.
Pretty funny.
Well, you can't have two hosts.
Why
yes,
not?
Yes, you have two. There's two families. You have two hosts. Ooh, and we both
saves
the
walking.
Saves the
more
walking.
More time for
and
bits.
And you no, get to you be on the side walk. Of the of
that's
the team.
True.
So no, sort you of still got to walk to the center for people to do the opening buzzer
thing. This is why you will never be on television.
All right.
You
don't get it, man. They can Skype us into the center.
Networks hear this and their eyes see dollar signs. They think they think, ooh, the opportunity to pay two people for the price of for what we would have been doing, you know, with just one person. So you get to pay two $500,000 a year salaries to save 10 feet of walking.
What I'm saying is I could be the center, like, showdown.
No, you don't have the charisma to do it.
Yeah, I could. Put a suit on me.
Absolutely.
You've never seen me in a suit, though.
I have. You wore my suit.
I become a different person.
You wore my suit. You could be like Norm. You could have a show like Norm Abram, but you smell candles, like scented candles.
There's that candle boy on YouTube, and I can't do it as good as him.
Yeah, you don't have the chops.
The new Yankee Candle Workshop with Adam Abram.
Norm Abram, Jewish carpenter.
You're gonna teach improv, Adam. That's going to be your job.
I've never even learned improv.
I know, but you'll just teach fucking
losers. I'm actually not very good at improv.
I've been watching the show a lot.
as this show is a testament to you constantly.
Rough Cut on Amazon Prime. It's a carpentry show, and the guy is just some guy from Boston. Tommy McDonald, but he has
Tommy was on This Old House.
Yeah.
He was the contractor.
Tommy McDonald.
Oh, nice.
And he, but sometimes he's T-Mac.
Tommy.
Yeah. Well, I love the show. He goes, okay, well, today we're going to take a trip to, we're going to go on a little road trip. So here we are in Quincy, Mass. Road trips are still just other parts of Boston. Take a little road trip today, and here we are, Dorchester.
What do you think Norm Abram net worth?
Net worth?
Yeah. You think he's got millions?
Well, he is Jewish.
Well, yeah. But he was he had a PBS career.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
PBS
know.
PBS only pays like $27,000 a year.
I don't know who Norm Abram is.
He was on This Old House, and then
he was on This Old House, and then
the guy with the beard.
With the
beard,
yeah.
And
the
main
guy
and the plaid shirt.
Main guy,
Al Borland, was kind of an homage to Norm Abram.
Mm, yeah. Homage.
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 Yeah,
was Al gay? Did Al?
I don't
fuck?
Call him cum tributes. I call it a homage.
No, I think the subtext was Al was always desperately in love with Jill.
But Al, yet
really?
Had,
Al was no, real despacito for Jill. Jizz in the labia.
Who was the sex? Didn't they have a famous woman that was the sexy lady on
Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, the what is it? The what's it called? The Tool Time bitch.
The Tool Time slut.
Or was it like was it Kathy Ireland?
It was Kat Von D.
Oh, that tattoo.
Yeah.
That tattoo.
I think it was Kat Von D.
Wasn't she married to
Jesse James?
Yeah.
The chopper guy.
And then dude.
You know what? That was a cool show. Monster Garage. You ever watch that?
Yeah.
That was a fun competition show.
And the other one was good, too. The Choppers. The
West Coast Choppers.
West Coast Choppers, yeah.
Chopped.
No, West Coast Choppers. That was the tip.
The dad and his two fuck-up kids.
His large sons.
Yeah, he just yelled at them.
His one son that looked like him and his other son that was Zach Amico.
He did. The other one.
Yeah. No, that was American Chopper.
American Chopper. Yeah, they weren't West Coast. Coast. They were from like
West Coast Choppers is Jesse
upstate
James.
Upstate New York.
His dad.
Yeah, the one that made the meme out of.
They were Orange County Choppers because that was Orange County, New York, though. It was in upstate.
Yeah. I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was Orange County, the fucking by the beach, the OC, dude.
When's the last time you guys watched Wild Hogs?
I don't think I've ever
Six
seen
hours
Wild
ago.
Hogs.
It's a good movie. We should watch it.
Yeah, I've never seen it. It's
that would be
good.
That's another way to cut down on walking. You can host Family Feud, but on a motorcycle. So.
Oh,
that's good.
That
a little scooter.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go over to the Thompsons. And you shut it off. Okay, folks.
Do you think
the studio's full of exhaust?
Everyone's like choking.
I'm not disabled. I'm cool.
I think Nick, you'd have trouble as the Family Feud host because of the racial implications that are always bubbling under the surface of that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
why? I navigate
like
race better than any other entertainer in the United States.
I don't know.
In the United States.
Sometimes they would just say something, and you'd be like, okay,
I'm
sorry.
I'm the Grace Jones of comedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I'm so dark that I'm white.
Oh, okay. Smart.
That's cool.
She was cool. I like Grace Jones.
I feel like if you're dark enough, you're just a white person.
I don't know that that's true. At all.
I think if anything,
like,
the darker you are.
If you ever see one of those black guys is just completely
purple,
black,
yeah,
and they have to like work at a bookstore because they're way too dark.
No, I don't know about this theory. Yeah.
I think if anything, it's harder the darker you are. There's the colorism, right?
So yeah, I think
right?
you'd say probably something like that on Family Feud.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like the kind of black where you're so dark that you have to work in bookstores. Is that what's going on with your whole family? Yeah. I think that you guys are one of the darkest families we've had, actually.
Yeah, you couldn't resist if there's like a black family and the thing was like, you know, something that
you act like I don't interact with black people outside of this podcast.
I'm just saying,
at least once a week.
Families. I'm just saying, families.
Black families. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about
That's
you
the thing.
Interacting with an old black lady. You know,
yeah, I've interacted with plenty of old black ladies.
You
not
know
at
what
the
I
post.
Would do?
Not counting the post office.
All right. Well, there's other offices.
DMV. If I was the host,
you couldn't
bring
be the
back.
Host.
I would bring back
because they would walk all over
the 1970s.
You don't have the
respect. And kiss
everyone,
all the ladies.
We talked about
a little bit of sexual assault.
We talked about that on the Tim Dillon episode.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wasn't,
it was really good. People kept messaging me.
He is one of the funniest
comedians
in
that one, and like a couple of the other ones we did around that time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. It's not
really good.
It's, you know, Tim and I are, you know, good friends.
I want some French fries and ketchup.
Just right now?
Yeah.
You were just saying you want to clean up your diet, man.
Yeah, but who cares?
I want you to live.
I'd like a big basket of fries.
You know what's funny is I try to get in shape for summer, but then it starts getting summertime. I'm like, crab cakes, fried clam. Let's just eat like shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then when it's actually summer, I've just destroyed myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I get too excited.
Yeah. You pre-cum.
I do.
Yeah.
I come in my pants.
You
for
come
summer.
In your pants for summer.
And then winter, it's like I forget about it completely and I can just.
Yeah,
focus.
You're shredded.
Yeah,
in the winter time.
No, there's winter foods. There's stews.
I don't eat any of that shit.
You just
chili.
Had a stew.
I had chili
Chili's
that
good.
One time. That shit. I made a pretty good chili last time.
Yeah,
that shit was fucking good, dude. Week later
is about the Ooh. Third day. All the fucking flavors are saturated in
Mama
that motherfucker.
They've really married. The flavors have all married.
So fucking good.
Yeah, it is good.
Oh, mamma mia! I want to fuck my mama. I want to have a sex with my mama's pussy.
I want to kill my father so I can fuck my mama.
The Freud.
I want to eat my mama's asshole. I want to suck a linguine out of my mama canta.
Yeah.
That, and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, I'm just always hungry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like, you know what? Everyone laughs at me. Everyone mocks me. I think I'm going to turn my life around.
This time feels real.
You
know, I will say, I have seen like maybe a 4-day, 5-day traction behind this.
Yes. It's been 5
sometimes,
days.
Sometimes you last less than 24 hours.
I last 12 hours.
Yeah. What have you been eating? What's healthy?
Every day I start my day with fucking 2 eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Slice of fucking turkey bacon in
how
that
you,
motherfucker.
How you make those eggs?
It's funny because it's like this you dieting is like not, I mean, that's basically what I eat.
A normal, yeah. I fucking have a smoothie, spinach, broccoli, carrots, motherfucking berries, little banana.
What's like the liquid base for it?
Almond milk.
Unsweetened. Sweetened?
Unsweetened.
Unsweetened, of course.
Okay.
It's
I've been tracking my calories with MyFitnessPal.
What is that on your phone?
It's in a little app. You put all the fucking everything you eat. And it's really helped me not just
That's
eat
what
mindlessly.
Nick was doing.
Yeah, I use
MyFitnessPal. Were you doing MyFitnessPal?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you
premium? You got to be careful, though, because you want to double check all of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of the things in there are just completely inaccurate.
I do it off the actual labels.
The nutrition labels are.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Well, either way, I think it's better for me than what I was doing before.
No, here's the key is any type of food you put in there, add 500 calories to it.
500?
500. You do that, you set your calorie goal, 1,800 calories a day, you'll lose weight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you're right. So yeah. I can only have one
like 1,300 calorie food.
You'll
basically
lose weight. Yeah.
I found my way into this internet community of all these teenage girls, and they taught me that nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Pro Anna.
Yeah. And that's Pro really
Pro Anna. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I'll do Weight Watchers like back in the day.
Food, spit it out before you swallow it, just for the flavors.
I've been riding my damn bike.
Yeah, you did. You've been in three boroughs on that bike today.
Oh, baby. I went Astoria to Upper West Side, rode through the park, down to the fucking Villaggio.
You never hit me up to go for a bike ride.
I went to therapy. I did Bobby's podcast. I came here.
Oh, look. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Mr.
I got to hang out
Mr.
with Bobby.
Mr. Healed.
I did a podcast. The fuck?
No, I got to go hang out with Bobby's son.
I do love Max. Me and Max are friends.
Oh, the baby I'm on first name basis with.
you can be friends with a baby.
I'm not friends with any fucking goddamn babies. Especially not. Let me ask you this. Would you be friends with that baby if you didn't know who his father was?
No, but his father has helped me in my career.
Case closed.
I'm friends with his dad.
Case closed. How many babies are you friends with that you don't know their parents? Zero.
Yes. You got me there.
Not me. I know a lot of good guys.
Oh, yeah? A lot of good baby guys that you hang out with? A
lot of good guys.
What do you guys do? Share lollipops and stuff?
No, we do adult things. I treat them just like they're like me.
Adam, you want to go get some French fries and ketchup and maybe a nice salty milk chocolate milkshake?
After this?
Yeah.
I got to go do stand-up.
Let's bail on your show.
You bailed on this show last week, didn't you?
I didn't bail on it. I didn't put it in my calendar. Oh.
Well, this is in my calendar.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
There is. I didn't deliberately disrespect the room. I just didn't.
Accidentally disrespect it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, to them, makes a very big difference.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like when you don't bother looking in the rearview mirror when you back out of a parking
lot. That's right. It's not your fault.
Smashed
you just didn't look at it.
Yeah. Some woman trying to unload her groceries. I said, bitch, I'm leaving Best Buy. I already got the God of War. You see this? Giant shield? That's the pre-order bonus. Just so you know who you're fucking talking to.
Did you get it, God of War?
I didn't.
No.
I don't even have the PlayStation hooked up, dude. My apartment's a fucking mess.
You don't have a TV hooked
up? There's sawdust everywhere. I've already fucking trashed.
Do you have internet?
Yeah, I have internet.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He's got to be online. My boy's got to be online. Yeah. Are you beating off to porn these days, Nick?
I actually don't jack off at all.
Ooh. I don't jack off at
sex.
All anymore.
Yeah, kind of. I just fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird that you get to, you think,
Nick and
like,
I are both fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't been telling
you guys having sex with each other. I would That's be cool. so upset. Like, if there was a twosome of us having gay sex, it would be so weird.
It would really ruin
it. It would
the
be
dynamic.
A betrayal.
It's like when you're on a group text and two of the people start fucking, and then it's like, you can't keep doing the group text.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, with us, I've learned about this thing called topping from the bottom, which means that I'm always receiving, but
throw,
I'm still
you
in
throw
control.
Your ass back.
You look over I'm really backing that thing up.
Put that ass in a circle for Nick, Adam.
I'm going front, back, and side to side, but I have the power.
If you guys were fucking, but I could direct the scene like pornography,
I have so much,
that would
and you
cool.
get a little Dom
I'm a little
Louise
chair. The little fucking circular
megaphone.
Yeah, yeah.
Manual megaphone.
Yes, yeah.
With a little scarf.
Yeah. I'm wearing that in that little chair, too, that high chair.
Yeah.
I went to like a film.
Mr. DeMille, like Stavros Halkias.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr.
I went with Sasha.
I'm ready for my facial, Mr. DeMille. Porn used to be better before they allowed all the blacks in.
That movie is fucked up. Have you ever seen Sunset Boulevard?
I've seen it a million times.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I hadn't seen it until
a couple
years ago.
I only knew that line from Looney Tunes.
Yeah, of course.
Because Looney Tunes
I only know classical music from Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Suck on my hard dick, lick on my asshole.
Yeah.
That's Wagner.
Suck on my dick.
Do you know that Wagner...
Politically, I love him, but I haven't listened to his music that much.
I love
him
politics.
As a political theorist.
Love his politics.
Don't care for the
hate
music.
That shitty-ass Ride of the Valkyries. Oh, come on, dude.
That's a cool name, Valkyrie.
What is it? Is it like bats or something? I always assumed it was.
No, it's the angels
Thor.
That bring you to Valhalla.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's the big-titted babes that bring
you to
warrior heaven.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like there's a lot in Valhalla. It's all like metal guitar, electric guitar. Yeah.
That's why all that music came out of Scandinavia.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, straight from the gods.
That's what, yeah, Thor was all about.
Do they eat each other's brains and shit, too?
That's, what is that, Marduk or Burzum?
I don't know.
Which band was that? Mayhem? Yeah, it was Mayhem.
From Sweden or something?
I think they're Norwegian.
Norway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the I don't know. I think
Some guy killed the other guy and he ate his brains.
No, the lead singer killed himself.
Oh, okay.
On stage?
And then no.
And then one of the guys.
The lead
ate
singer
his brain.
Just killed himself. And then maybe one of them ate a piece of his brain.
That's pretty cool.
And then the other guy stabbed. Someone stabbed.
I think someone
the other
killed
one.
Someone.
Someone stabbed the other guy, and then he was in prison. Mm-hmm. You know, to prove how evil he was.
Hell yeah! Damn, who's gonna eat whose brain?
Yeah.
In this situation,
yeah.
I think it's going to be more of like a great white type situation where we do a live show and then there's a pyrotechnics failure and everyone dies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, failure. That's exactly
the way out, baby.
Can we announce?
Oh, yeah, we should.
Yeah, Adam's pregnant.
Yeah, guys, I'm pregnant. You can conceive anally. I didn't know.
You can also conceive vaginally, which is what happened.
Well, I'm not sure.
We should say, we are Sunday. Almost certainly, I'm just going to say we're doing a show at the Auto Bar on Sunday the 6th
of
in
May.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
So not this Sunday, the next Sunday, we're doing a live podcast. We decided to take a little jaunt down to
that razor blade
Baltimore.
For?
Huh?
What do you have that razor blade?
It was on the table. I don't know. So I was playing with it.
Are you doing blow again?
I don't do blow with razor blades.
Why not?
I don't know. I do with the keys.
What the razor blade used to be the thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That used to
really?
Be like
people
the,
do blow with.
That
razor
was like 70s style. Yeah. I feel like it's just in movies.
Yeah.
That feels too
no,
much.
No, you use an MTA card.
Yeah.
That's what the
credit cards, MTA cards.
Yeah,
that kind
yeah.
of shit. This shit, you could cut yourself. You're on cocaine.
Yeah, you're on cocaine.
Anyway, we're doing a live podcast at the Auto Bar almost certainly.
I wonder if pumpkin chips would taste good.
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, you know what? I've made, not chips, but fries. I've made squash fries.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess pumpkin is a kind of
squash.
Oh,
you know what I want tonight? I'm going to bake up a big piece of spaghetti squash and have that with some...
Now we're talking.
It's very nice.
Fucking pasta sauce. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's sawdust all over my oven and inside it.
Inside your oven?
Yeah, I got sawdust everywhere.
So you could have like a fire in there?
Goddamn, dude. Your apartment must suck dick.
No, it's all right. I got that nice vacuum. So
do you just piss and shit everywhere because there's sawdust?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're like it's like a barn. Cat?
Yeah, it's like a litter situation.
Just coming in your hallways.
What was the deal? Do you remember there were restaurants that would have peanut shells all over the floor?
Yeah. You know what? The first time I ever went to a bar that had peanuts in it, it was somewhere in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And they let you just
throw
the shells on the floor. And so anytime I went to a bar with peanuts, I thought that's what you were supposed
like
to do. And I was at Five Guys throwing peanut shells all over the floor. My friend's like laughing. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, stop.
I thought that was like a Texas
thing. He's like, funny, but you're being an asshole.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, you put those in the trash.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I thought you were supposed to just wipe them onto the floor like you do at the one bar.
The
I
one
went
bar
to.
In Boston. I did a fucking one-nighter. I feel like that's not a thing anymore because there's more peanut allergies these days.
Oh, these fucking
peanuts,
snowflakes.
Yeah. Fucking
Adam's got a peanut. He's allergic to his own penis.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I am allergic to my own penis.
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing.
I actually, you know what? We're talking about dreams. I had a dream I could suck my own dick.
Oh, I've sucked my own dick.
But I had a dream I could, which is weird.
Yeah.
And then the dick was in my mouth. I was like, ugh.
You're sucking a dick. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
it feels more like there's a dick in your mouth.
Yeah. It's not a good feeling.
Dick is getting
sucked. Yeah. Yeah.
But I dreamt about it. Maybe I'll get that flexible. Maybe I'll start doing yoga. I'd like to have big arms, no titties, but if I could add some flexibility into the mix.
I feel like, yeah.
I'm pretty flexible.
Can you suck your own dick now?
Probably.
I could probably get close.
Yeah.
I'm pretty flexible. I could put my legs behind my head.
Hell yeah.
Don't ask how.
Eldest can too.
That's so funny.
He's huge as shit. Because again, he's shaped like a woman.
Yeah, he has a pear shape situation.
Have you been fucked that way, Adam? Legs behind your head?
Yeah, but it was in a heterosexual context.
I know, but still, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like a woman fucked you while you had your legs behind your back?
No, I had a regular boner. It was really weird. It was kind of from a book. We looked it up.
Wait, you actually did this?
No.
I wish.
No, I was just.
Yeah, you did. You
I
did.
Was just trying to make it up.
You're
make,
lying.
Make some things up.
You're lying.
What's with the how do the Indians? Why were they the, you know, you don't think of them as horny people?
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. You do.
You out of your fucking mind.
Log on to the internet, dude. Log on to your fucking DMs.
They wrote a book.
Yeah, go
about...
check your message request.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's
the
yeah.
chief export of India is unsolicited Facebook messages.
Is it India or is it like Dubai?
It's
and Saudi Arabia.
India.
It's 100% India.
It's yeah. India. There was this guy Dana showed me. That was, or maybe I showed her, him, I can't remember. But yeah. This guy who's from a town literally called Pune, India.
Hell yeah.
P-U-N-E. And all of his, like, he had like 12 different profile pictures, and they were all just a photo shoot, and it's him with a laptop and a juice sitting mm-hmm. at, like, some desk in his kitchen, and then, like, him talking on a cell phone, and then looking at him. Yeah, his, like, friend and, like, took the pictures of him. But, you know, it's always like, hello, baby Jal. Please let me talk to you.
To some extent.
Please, have you seen the problem with Apu?
Those Indian guys, they really shoot their shot. I mean, yeah. They really cast
well,
a wide
Well, India,
net.
They got a problem. It's called Romeo dialing. And it's where they just take a these oh, Indian yeah. men will just take a
random
phone,
number,
take a phone book, and then just go until it's like
call
it.
Every woman,
just call women, yeah,
awesome,
and be like, hello, baby.
Romeo like, dialing is yeah, a hilarious yeah. word for it.
Do not call my house again.
Aren't you supposed to not fuck until marriage too in India or
no,
some shit?
You're supposed to be as horny as possible.
Who wrote that book?
The Kama Sutra?
Was it some prince or something?
Sundar.
Some guy who loved fucking.
Sundar? Yeah. Rude,
you know what, Sundar?
Rude N-word Sundar.
I am now an author as well.
That is pretty cool.
I am not just a rapper, but now I am writing books.
I feel like other countries had it. They just didn't have a good enough printing press at the time.
You think it was the advancement of the print? But that's Europe, dude.
Yeah, but
how about
know.
As response to Problem of the Poo, we have a character on the show.
Okay.
And Vikram, yeah. who is a rapist.
Yep. I like that.
Okay. He's a horny Indian mm-hmm. guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who doesn't.
He doesn't.
But he doesn't work at a Quickie
he
Mart.
He doesn't work at a Quickie
no,
Mart.
No.
In fact,
he's
he doesn't
a
have
CEO.
A job at all. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, his parents are rich.
His parents are rich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He's a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah. So he loves Hondas and, you know,
yeah.
Pua stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Maybe it was because Europe was like had more of like the church, like it, like Protestants.
I feel
and Catholics
like ancient Greece
like
though isn't the.
I'm saying like, well, I think the
isn't the Kama Sutra old as shit? Isn't like 4,000 years
it,
old or something?
Oh,
some
is
shit?
It that old?
I don't know.
I don't fucking
it's
know. 10, we could easily
years.
Look this up.
10,000 years old. It's Indian cavemen were fucking and sucking each other.
Some of those positions are like, that's not sex.
Well, they were all doing yoga also.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
Everyone had to do yoga in India back then.
I want to be one of those jacked old yoga people. They're like 200 years old.
Yeah, and they're still alive. And their beards are mad long.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Cool. You saw a mountain pissed off about something?
No, nah, you'd be tranquil, dude.
No, yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, you could be one of those guys and then actually follow through on that cult thing. You could be like that cult guy from that.
Bhagwan?
Bhagwan, dude.
Osho?
I don't want to be a cult guy. That would suck.
To nah, be the
it would
cult
rule.
Guy, you get to fuck everyone.
Nah.
It always,
yeah,
in
do.
Every one of
yeah,
the
you do.
No, I mean, I'm sure you do. I'm not into that. Would you want to be a cult leader?
Why not? Get the fuck and stuff.
You just don't have any, you're like, there's people constantly looking at you.
Yeah,
yeah but you don't have to do any work. You don't have to do any housework.
I like doing housework.
You don't have to, no, people bring you breakfast and then let you
I like
and then
making
suck
my
your
own,
dick.
I like making my own breakfast.
You like sucking your own dick?
I like sucking my own dick. I like to be an independent person.
No, fuck housework. Housework sucks my
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, housework sucks. And also, the people in the cult
housework
build you
is
like
nice
a nice
because
house.
It's the easiest way to feel like you did something and you've done nothing.
Yeah, yeah. But it's...
You
but
just
it
cleaned
sucks.
Up a mess that you made. That's not progress.
I know, but that I know. That's why it sucks.
No, because it's a lot better. I, you know what I like? In the morning, I wake up, I'm like, I'm going to take a crack at like whatever project. Project I've been
yeah.
And then I don't do it. I can't write anything. I haven't written anything I've liked in like 2 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same.
And then it's like, all right, well, I guess I'll fucking build this bookcase or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, but
it.
That's just a trap you fall into to make yourself feel like you're accomplishing something.
That's what
not.
I mean. Mm-hmm. And you get the gratification out of it. So what the fuck is the difference?
Well, with a cult, everyone does all that stuff. You have plenty of time to write.
Yeah, and they build you like a nice like house. You get to be in seclusion. You only get to go out when you want to go out.
Yep.
Everyone comes and brings you anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that was tied about that documentary was that he was hella capitalist. He had like Rolls Royces.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah.
He had
yeah.
Rollies, like diamond. Yeah, he did.
He
did.
He was like a rapper.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck about like living like some sort of fake ass like
no
poor ass.
No, not at all. He loved being rich.
Yeah,
he would go out to. He had like fans in L.A. and shit. The thing I wouldn't like about a cult is having to have a world view or any opinions about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my world.
Yeah, but
I guess
that could be your world view. You know
you're
what
right.
I mean?
We're stupid. We don't know anything.
What the fuck do I know?
All I know, like, all that we know is
so
what's
wise.
Here.
Yeah.
Love.
Love.
Sucking titties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Swallowing nuts.
All those cult documentaries start off where it's like everyone's dancing and having these like ecstatic cult experiences, like in circles and like sweating and hugging each other. And then like 25 minutes in, it's like, and then the rapes start.
Yeah. You
know? It always goes the
same
way.
I don't think
direction.
Anyone got raped. Well, they probably did get raped over there.
At the Osho thing?
At the Osho thing.
People were getting raped. Well, that thing was, they
everybody
were just disgusting.
Gets raped at the Osho.
They were just disgusting and having sex in like the middle of the fields of that town that they took over.
They probably smelled so bad.
Disgusting.
I want to watch another. I'm in the mood to get high, eat some ketchup and French fries. Watch one of those. True crime documentaries. It's a shame that like once you watch The Jinx or whatever, it's like,
they're
you
all
can't watch
same.
It again. Yeah.
I feel like they all use the same music.
They do.
It's all the same shit.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because like somebody figures out how to do a thing and then everyone just does it. Like Ken Burns figured out how to make a documentary and then everyone just made Ken Burns documentaries.
A PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you get the nice slide, the image.
Yeah.
Nice
slide transitions. In.
Man, he is, I don't want to call him trans, but
he's got the best hair of all time.
He's a type of...
He looks like a F to M, for sure.
He looks like an alien.
Yeah. Where he has like a boy's kind of face, but also a beard at the same time. He's a weird looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Angry, fuck Ken Burns.
I think he's tight.
I fucked his ass. I fucked Ken Burns in the ass.
That's up, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. He's got a really tight asshole. And I fucked his brother.
Yeah.
Doesn't his brother make documentaries?
Yeah. His brother made the New
Rick
York
Burns.
One.
Rick yeah, his Burns. Brother's made some pretty good ones, actually.
Yeah.
That must suck to be fucking Rick Burns.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
Ken. Everyone knows
Ken.
No one knows Rick.
Yeah. Whatever.
No one knows Pretty Ricky.
Does he look weird, too?
I don't know. See, I don't even know what he fucking looks like. None of us... We've all seen New York. We don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen part of it. I can only find it on YouTube.
That's an impression I could do, Rick Burns.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, hey, everybody. It's me, Rick Burns.
Is that what he sounds like?
I don't know. No one knows.
You're right.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm Rick Burns.
Hear me. It's
I'm
me.
Rick Burns, bitch.
It's me, Rick Burns.
It's me, Rick Burns.
There you go.
I am me, Rick Burns. Let me have sex with your pussy.
There's no... Oh, yeah. That's him.
Does he look like him?
No, he looks like more like a man.
Let me see.
He but not like great.
Oh, that's good.
He I'm doesn't strong. Look that good.
Ken Let Burns, me see.
Ken Burns looks like Tig
Show
Notaro.
Me, motherfucker. Show me.
Doesn't Ken Burns look like Tig Notaro?
I don't want to see Ken Burns. I want to see
How about this? Tig Notaro looks like Ken Burns.
That's true.
Take that, Tig Notaro.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Ken Burns... Probably has bigger titties than Tig Notaro.
Ooh, get her.
That's,
you know?
That's her, dude. That's
I'm just
Rick.
Saying.
How dare you have cancer?
I'm just saying, probably, right?
Jesus. You know,
has no...
Make fun of any kind of person you want on this show, except somebody in the entertainment industry.
Who has more power than us.
Yeah.
Certainly people with less power
I wasn't
than us.
Making fun.
Look,
I was
dude,
just saying,
I will,
probably,
not, I will
right?
not abide and sit here while you mock a cancer
She doesn't have titties, but
could,
Ken Burns...
Who could possibly... retaliate in some way.
I can say she's probably one of the least likely people to
listen to Tig's cool. I fuck with Tig Notaro.
I actually know for a fact that Tig Notaro listens to Come Town.
Does she?
In fact, no, she doesn't.
Yeah, there's no way she fucking. Are you out of your mind, Adam? Yeah, Tig plays this every fucking.
Yeah, there's
every
no
week. Her and yeah. her and her wife sit down.
I've met her before. She's nice.
No comics listen to this show.
Comics?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of them do, actually.
Only New York comics.
Only Scarlett Johansson, really.
L.A. comics only.
Yeah, what's up, ScarJo?
They're officially out as a couple.
Stavi says what's up.
Oh, who is Stav and Scarlett
Me and
Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Stav and Scarlett.
Me, Scarlett, and Ken Burns. We're a triad.
StavJo.
I fuck Ken Burns' ass while Scarlett Johansson sucks my balls.
Oh, it's kind of like a bisexual kind of train kind of
freaky
situation.
Shit, brother. Yeah. Mm. We're into some freaky ass shit. Me, ScarJo, and Ken.
Was she in Atomic Blonde? What is Atomic Blonde?
No, that's Charlize Theron.
What is that movie?
I think it's a movie where she's like hot John Wick, basically.
This is pretty cool. You can use a razor blade to shave.
Yeah, it's a razor.
Yeah, but I mean, just by itself?
It's like a straight razor.
That's Let me try. I want to do that.
Nick is shaving the back of his hands.
Yeah, and hairy hands like a fucking baboon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
A bad boon.
I'm a beautiful hairless boy.
Yeah.
I wish my nuts were naturally hairless, though, you know?
That would be nice. You know? It's not. I kind of enjoy being hirsute, except for...
For your nuts?
Yeah. Except for my dick and ass. That's the one part. It's how much...
I don't mind my
how
ass,
much stink
I guess.
Accumulates.
It's kind of annoying to have like little hairs on the shaft of your dick.
I don't have that.
I have some
at the very bottom.
Yeah, like on the basic, like goes up your dick a little bit.
Mm-mm. I don't have any hair on my dick.
I used to be like that, and then I started getting the shaft hairs in my like mid-20s.
Yeah, but we're the same age.
Yeah, I know. But that was like,
does
that's
that mean
a relatively...
I'm more mature? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Mean? Yeah. My beard grows in more. Every year I have like a thicker beard, and every year I have more body hair.
Interesting. I don't think I do.
It's because as you get older, I think, I don't know the science exactly, but your body converts more testosterone into DHT, which is the shit that makes you go bald. Mm-hmm. So basically the hair on your head reacts to DHT by getting smaller, and the hair on your body reacts to DHT.
The fuck? I got plenty of DHT. Why the fuck don't I have a hairier beard?
Because your genetics are fucked up, so...
Why do old men not have leg hair?
They don't have leg hair?
Yeah.
Probably from wearing pants, actually.
Is that it?
Yeah, because on my thighs, where my wallet and my keys are, I don't have leg hair.
You don't
hair.
Have hair.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound right.
I remember seeing my grandfather's legs once. And
they're probably
hairless.
Just dying.
Yeah.
And their bodies.
No, I think my dad just has hair at this point on his knees.
That looks nice. Look at that.
You do have a clean hand now.
You shaved your hand.
I'm going to start shaving my hands.
Yeah, cool. You got all your fucking hand hair all over your fucking...
What a dickhead.
Like it's peanut shells at Five Guys.
Stop shaving your hands.
Dude, the first bar he went to, he was allowed to leave his hand hair everywhere.
Yeah,
dude.
That does make logical sense.
They're like, oh, great, that guy's back. He brought peanuts in his razor.
Naked of Five Guys shaving his hands. Yeah. Fuck.
I feel like I'm probably faster swimmer now, better boxer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Better fister.
And then you keep the razor straight afterwards and you get all the dead skin. And you shave that off.
Exfoliate. And then you get that next layer of real skin.
On the table.
We should go to the
You want the live
Schwitz.
Skin.
Huh? The Schwitz sometime.
How late do they open? You want to go tonight?
Russian I have to go Turkish. Do that spot.
Turkish,
at 8:30.
But cancel the spot. We'll get some French fries and ketchup.
No, man. I want to.
You're really on this French fries and ketchup.
I want to go do stand up and do this. Try working on this bit.
This bit? Whose bit is it?
It's mine. It's my new bit.
It's a good bit.
It's the first bit I've written in. My entire
It's gonna be
career.
So funny when it bombs in front of not your fans.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of.
No, it's a good bit.
No, it'll work. It'll work. It's a good bit. But I gotta go. But maybe afterwards. I think the Schwitz stays open until like 11 or 12.
Yeah. I've become a fucking early night, early sleeper, early riser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a late sleeper, early riser. I do about 2 hours of sleep every night. I wish I could fucking sleep more. It sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Can you clean up your hairs?
I will after.
You're not going to do it.
I know.
So disrespectful.
That looks nice, dude.
That looks
nice. I feel like it's a very nice looking hand. I feel like a watch model now.
Yeah.
They never have hairy hands.
No. Remember Costanza was a hand model?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
one app, and then what happened? Some guy spilled hot milk on him?
Yeah. Hot cum. Jerry, somebody spilled hot cum all over me.
Oh, were you in the,
I don't know, the cum warehouse?
That is nice. Look at that. It's like a little pile of pubes.
It looks like pubes.
Yeah.
Remember when George tried to fuck Elaine? That was hilarious.
We'll leave this here for your girlfriend.
Yeah, that one episode.
She's
like,
ooh, there was a man here.
My girlfriend's not cleaning, dude. You know I do all the woman and the man stuff around the house.
I'll just leave this here for her to find.
That is so gross. In a little pile, it's fucking disgusting.
If I see... I see her like see the pile, notice the pile, put her fingers in it, and then just start touching herself.
Yeah, beating her pussy off.
Dosh is gonna shove that hand hair in her pussy.
Woo! Your girlfriend's gonna put Nick's hair in her pussy.
Yeah.
You can't talk this way when.
When what?
When she dumps me.
Come on, man.
No, come on. I'm gonna.
It's gonna
her.
Take
you
like.
You guys know that.
No, of course not. You're gonna
have the mistake accident child first.
Her career's gonna start going good.
Her
some
career's gonna start going good.
Gonna,
my career's not gonna be going good.
Some hot guy's gonna try and fuck her.
She's gonna be like doing like, oh, I have to do a sex scene with this guy, and I'm like, well, that's okay. Mm. And then
we're gonna
be
practice.
Like, it's just a. It's just.
It's Brandon
just,
Wardell.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. I fucked Asha. Sorry, Adam. Getting cucked by Brandon would be the worst thing of all time, dude.
That'd be an awful feeling.
I would walk into the ocean.
That would be a fucking, yeah, I would.
You would have to kill Brandon.
Yeah, I would put rocks in my, I would kill Brandon.
You'd have to kill Brandon.
I'd beat him to death. Yeah. And I would, yeah.
No, I just wouldn't deserve to.
You'd have to kill him. Or cut his cock off. You'd have to cut his cock off.
Yeah, I mean, I think that.
Literally anyone else would be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Anybody in the fucking world.
I don't know. I don't, we're not, you know, in an open relationship or anything. But
Oh, you're not?
Oh, no. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
She said that to you guys?
I mean,
she didn't say it.
But we were
her behavior.
We have this game we play called Family Feud. me and Stav share a motorcycle and take turns going
riding
in between
it into her
Dosh's ass and pussy.
Come on.
Cut
guys.
Down on the walking.
Exactly.
Come on, guys. That's your friend, too.
Yeah, I know true. It is, but, you know, we're trying to make her feel at home in New York.
Know,
and
right.
So.
We're welcoming her. But
she is new to the city. That is right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for understanding. True. But anyway, yeah. We won't do that anymore.
Anyway, but yeah.
Psych.
How are you supposed to deal with that?
Not.
How are you supposed to deal with that, like, if... you're an actor and you have to do like sex scenes and stuff. But then you.
Thank you for asking me. As the best actor and most serious actor in the group.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if, let's say you're. I went to say you're Kurt Sutter. How do you explain to your wife that you wrote a scene where you're anally raped?
Yeah, exactly.
At the beginning of Sons of Anarchy.
Exactly. Right.
Did he really write that?
Yeah, he wrote himself into the show. Kurt Sutter is like uniquely stupid. Yeah. and like that's what makes Sons of Anarchy such a good show is that he's like exactly as stupid as you would need to be to
write that
to sincerely
show.
Write that
yeah.
You know, if he was like just a smidge smarter,
he'd be like
this is retarded.
but because
he's that dumb, he's like he made the most entertaining television
show
of all time.
Yeah.
Just a motorcycle high school
drama. He's the creator of the show.
He's the creator.
And then he wrote himself into it?
He wrote himself.
Peggy Bundy his wife?
His wife in real life is Katie Seagal.
Oh,
so,
piece of ass.
She is hot.
Yeah.
He wrote himself into the show. Not him. I mean, he plays a character on the show. He plays Big Otto. And my assumption is that to avoid coming off as like a Mary Sue, you know, he didn't want to be like the best character on the show. His character is in prison. And is like just being beaten and raped. And there's like
an
episode that starts with him just being raped.
What?
Yeah.
On your own show.
On his own
One
show.
Of the few perks of having your own show, I would say, is that your character never has to get
He's
raped.
Just getting fucked in his ass.
I think that shows tremendous humility.
Getting fucked in the ass?
Yeah, on your own show.
Well, we actually wrote a bit for this podcast where you have to suck our cocks.
Yeah, but I would only do it if I wrote it for myself.
Mm-hmm. You did write it.
No,
you
I didn't. Remember? When did I write that?
Yesterday.
You'll have to show me the documents.
You don't remember?
No.
Yeah, you said remember. I did. You said
before Funny Moms?
Right before Funny Moms, you wrote it.
Yeah, Otto Delaney is the character's name. Let me see if I'm looking for the scene where he gets raped.
What were we talking about before that? Fuck, man.
Hold on, I'm watching a.
Are you watching him get raped?
Oh yeah, they get his arms. Okay, I think this.
Oh
is
man, I don't want to watch a rape.
Oh no, this is where they blind him.
Wait, they blind him and rape him?
They shove a broomstick in his eye.
In jail?
Yeah.
Why is this happening to him? Why the fuck? What happened to his character? Why is he getting blinded?
I think that was Call Me By Your Name, Nick, actually.
Sorry, what were we talking
about? Why does his character get fucked up in jail so much?
Because, he doesn't want to, come off...
Why is the character getting raped? Isn't he a motorcycle guy? Isn't he a tough guy?
Lee Torek is having men send into Otto's cell each morning to rape him. So it's not one guy. It's like the cop on the show is having multiple guys rape.
Damn.
Otto.
That's fucked up of a cop to do.
Yeah.
To have a man raped. I would ask for his badge number if that happened to me.
Yeah. Sons of Anarchy, straw, rape scene.
I would be like, please.
God, why is Adam in the bathroom?
I don't know.
On my phone. You can't be going to the bathroom if I'm not doing my job. God damn it, dude.
I tried to fart into the microphone, but it was a silent one.
I had a late in the day coffee. I had to pee.
Yeah.
Why don't you piss into my mouth, pal?
I would.
Would you if I asked? Because I wouldn't. That'd be weird. If you asked me to piss in your mouth, I'd be like, no thanks, Adam.
Yeah, I just got to trust that you're not going to ask me to do that. But as bro code, I would have to.
Yeah.
You know.
That is true.
Have you pissed in anyone's mouth, Adam?
Not a friend.
Only an enemy. A lady, perhaps?
I knew a guy in college that used to say that as an intimidation tactic, he'd...
Maybe I should get back into that.
Pissing in the mouth or getting pissed in?
No, I've never had my mouth pissed in.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
You would like to bottom in a piss play kind of situation. But no. That would be bottoming from the top.
No, he's saying he wants to get into pissing in people's mouths.
Yeah. Get into pissing in people's mouths.
Sometimes I have a real weak stream, so I feel like it would be embarrassing to dribble onto it.
You can't just make it. You don't have control over your stream.
I'd have to be saving up and stuff.
Apparently the PP tape is real, by the way.
What do you mean by that? Yeah, how do you know?
It's about to drop, dude.
No, how do you know that?
You didn't see the trailer?
No, I did not.
No, I mean, people are talking like it's real now.
Who is
people were talking like it was real 10 months ago.
Yeah, no, for 2 hours. And then they were like, oh, no, this was a 4chan bit or prank. And then, no.
Who is people and what do you mean?
Just apparently the PP tape's about to drop.
No way, dude.
I think it's real.
Yeah, you think thought Mueller, it was real last
Mueller's
year.
Been jacking off to it.
You're a dipshit that believes everything Rachel Maddow says.
I've never watched Rachel Maddow. Yeah, it's not in my show. Parents' house.
It's your favorite show. You love. You want to kiss and hold hands with Rachel.
You
Maddow.
Want her
no,
to top
that's not
you.
True. I respect her. You want to top her from the bottom.
You guys want to get a wedding cake where both there's two grooms.
I told you guys right. Yeah, we're both wearing tuxedos. Yeah. Yeah, I told you guys. My dad is always sits watching Maddow and is like. You have no idea. She used to be a beautiful woman. If you look at pictures of her in college, she had long blonde hair. She was gorgeous. He's like mad that Rachel Maddow's a lesbian.
I get it, dude.
It's weird.
You know, because your dad's out there fucking and sucking.
Yeah.
That's one less piece of pussy your
dad
has access to.
Dude, are you excited for how much pussy your dad's going to get?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Your dad is just going to be cleaning up.
Good God, man.
Come on.
Hey, look. Nothing is off limits on this show except Tig Notaro. You do not ever criticize Tig or anyone associated with Netflix or Hulu or maybe even CISO.
CISO, huh?
Yeah.
CISO. Is that still going on?
No,
I thought they gave up.
They went out of business.
It was NBC, though, right?
I don't know. I have no idea what the fuck CISO was. I was on CISO.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
Still that's
I think
still
it was NBC
the
Digital.
Only credit I have as a stand-up comedian is CISO.
What about Cumtown? What about Red Eye? Oh, you didn't do
I
did
was doing stand-up. Yeah, that was
but
a
were
fake
you
show.
In the were you in the final cut of New York's Funniest or whatever that was?
I was.
Give any follow-ups?
That clicking noise again. Oh yeah.
What, sorry, how long were we at? I gotta go.
Rachel Maddow. We still got time, dude.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta postpone your spot.
Yeah, you gotta cancel your spot.
Yeah, I'm due at the Cellar. I'm on.
No,
after.
You're fine. You're fine.
No, I'm fine.
Are you nervous? Because you don't really do stand up.
Shut up, dude.
Oh, she
I do stand up all the time.
She was literally never hot, dude.
Let me see.
She wasn't hot. No, she just had long hair.
Let me look.
She just had long hair. She
would smash
yeah,
her.
Yeah, but you would.
She had an athletic neck.
I like an athletic neck, you know. Yeah.
That is a long neck, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is a powerful
to fit my whole penis.
Yeah.
My whole
she's
penis.
She's got a wide, she's strong neck.
She looks like she can eat giraffe pussy.
Maybe that's how her lesbianism started, mm-hmm. with that long neck. She was at the zoo, and she was right by the giraffe pussy.
Can you imagine just being like, just like, you know who I love? Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are.
Dweeb. A lot of people. Yeah,
be that much of a fucking loser.
Well, I watched it last time I was home because my parents watch it, and it's just as dumb as Fox News. It's just the other side of
it's
it.
It's not as smart as podcasts.
It's not as smart as podcasts, yeah.
Should we do some smart shit to end the episode, guys?
We should.
The piss tape, I think, is real. Yeah. I think.
What about
I didn't
Comey,
think it was.
Huh?
Yeah, why are we still hearing from James Comey?
I don't know.
He just
why
dropped
are we getting
the book.
Updates?
He's
Eat
Pray
James
Loving,
Comey.
Dude. He's like going. He's went on the View and shit.
All these fucking New York Times articles are like, look at James Comey's response to Donald Trump. It's like he's just some guy now.
He doubled Hillary's opening week book sales.
Uh oh, really?
Yeah, he has, and he got more than the Fire and Fury book too.
Nice.
People for some reason are really interested in what James
Comey
has
to say. Tall.
Yeah. That's it. It's because he's tall.
He's 6'8".
People are like, how do you get that tall?
Yeah, I want to learn. Maybe is there a chapter about how you get tall? Because I would have bought it if it was.
Yeah. Maybe if you just squeeze yourself, you could get... Because you got a lot of width.
I have plenty of mass. Yeah.
Maybe you could get like a tube, a narrow tube for you to sleep in.
That would be good.
Yeah, like a big PVC pipe.
And over time, I would just become
you
tall.
You elongate.
Yeah.
You're like, stop looking... elongated these days.
Oh, okay.
My man looking like a graduated cylinder.
So I think that there were flight records for his trip for Miss Universe to Russia in 2013. And it doesn't, he claimed.
Case closed, flight records. No, that's all I need to know that there's a tape where he's being pissed on by hookers and asking them, is this where Obama
you
slept?
Just cut.
And then playing with his turds and saying, these are the Obamas. That's all I needed to know is that flight records prove it once and for all that video exists.
Mm-hmm. So he said that it wasn't possible because he didn't spend overnight. But according to the flight records, he did spend the night. So that was like the first evidence that the P-tape is most certainly real.
It's circumstantial. 100%.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean
second
shit.
Of all...
Yo, what about Rudy Giuliani becoming... What is he going to say? He's going to be like a
his
Trump's
lawyer.
Yeah.
That rocks, dude.
Yeah.
Giuliani is ugly as shit. His bottom teeth are so fucked up.
His bottom teeth look like shit.
You know who he looks like is the son of you guys.
What?
You what guys are you talking about?
What
we're not
the
Italian.
Fuck?
If you guys had a child.
Are you serious,
you look
man?
Way more like Rudy Giuliani.
You look like
than
Rudy
us.
Giuliani.
That's not true.
Yes, you look like his mother and Stavi look like his father.
Thank
that's
you.
Not true.
I
at least
father.
Look like the father.
I am Rudolph Giuliani's dad.
Boy, he inherited the bald gene from you.
And the gay, fucked up pussy gene from Adam.
Yeah.
The gay
Auga.
Damn.
Auga.
I want that spaghetti sauce.
Suck it out of my dick.
Nice big bowl of ketchup and french fries.
That does sound... You keep saying it. It sounds so good, but
I'm getting into hypnotism.
It's working
I've been
on
reading,
me.
I've been reading these books about the power of suggestion.
Is hypnotism real?
And so I just... Yes. And so I just slip I slip things into conversation. Mm. Sort of as... You start as a joke, and then they become more serious.
Yes.
And that's how casual hipster ironic racism turns into real racism.
I thought that hypnotism isn't real.
Yeah.
Well, this podcast is basically trying to.
Yeah. Well, people listen to it for my voice, you know, for the ASMR qualities of my.
I thought that people
nasally monotone
I
voice.
I love getting my
people
dick
do
sucked.
The things that hypnotists tell them to do because they want it to be real.
Yeah, that's I did a hypnotism thing, but it was only because they didn't have. There was six people in the audience. It was at EJ's Landing.
Hell yeah, I remember those shows.
Fucking Irwin.
Irwin would bring that hypnotist in every like 3 weeks.
The guy drove from Ohio. I felt bad for him, and so he's like, I need four volunteers. And it's like, well, me and the two black guys aren't going to raise our hands.
Yeah.
But I'm a comic, so I'm like, all right, I guess I'll fucking volunteer. And we go on stage, and like, he goes through his, you know, the rigmarole of hypnotizing people. And then you get to a point where you're like, oh, I'm supposed to be hypnotized. Because it's just more instructions. You know, you go up there and you sit and he's like, close your eyes, now lean back, now breathe in, now lean back, now breathe in, now look at me, now close your eyes, now breathe in, now stand up, now pretend you're a chicken, you know? And it's like, oh, this is where, like at this point I'm supposed to be hypnotized.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, I thought I was just going through the steps.
Oh, but that was it?
Yeah, and then he's like, you know, now you're wearing a hat. I'm like, I guess I'm wearing a hat.
You know, because you don't want to be like, this doesn't work. None of us are hypnotized.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, we're also the audience. So you just like, feel bad for this guy.
If
if it was real, it would be so tight, right?
Yeah.
If hypnotism was real.
There was this one dumb lady on the show, or who was just an audience member, who was like, she's like, yeah, I don't remember anything.
No, she just wanted to say that.
Yeah, because I had sex with her on stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
That would be a good SVU.
F-U-X.
That would be a good really SVU. Good SVU.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A podcast host rapes a woman at a hypnotism show?
Yep. Write that shit, dude.
Yeah. Boom. The Chapo Trap House Mansion.
I watched this season on SVU.
Yeah, we're looking for Virgil, Texas. We found his semen all over.
A man's face.
Yeah. We found his semen all over someone's anal fissures.
That'd be a fun ask for you, yeah. If Justin gets kicked off the show because he rapes someone at a hypnotism show.
they did
and then the twist is it was you.
Yeah, that is a twist.
They did an Antifa versus alt-right episode this season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where it's like a sort of a Tomi Lahren is like kind of characters speaking at a college, and then she gets raped by the
damn Antifa. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ! Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah. I love that. Like,
she, like wakes
I mean,
up and they took like one of the pieces of wood that like was holding up a sign. And they broke it off and they put it in her pussy.
What?
Yeah, I like it because they have to like modify the way things happen. So like all that Me Too shit, they have to do like an episode where a famous movie producer is raping women, but then he gets raped and they have to find his rapist. Otherwise, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Far
yeah.
enough away from.
I just watched one last night.
And Olivia's like,
after our show,
can I still see him as a victim?
Even Olivia though he was fucking so many sexy, people. Dude.
Olivia got raped on the show.
Nuh-uh. Yep. Really?
She's a survivor.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That
she's
sucks.
She's been through a lot in that show.
It's for you.
Wasn't she the child of rape or something?
She has to identify the guy's cock.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. I think so.
Good that show God. Is so funny.
Which episode is Olivia Benson sexually assaulted in? In the season 9 episode Undercover, Benson poses as an inmate in a women's prison to investigate an alleged rape by
Crescent. Oh, she doesn't get raped. She gets almost raped, right?
He pulls Captain Lowell Harris attacks her and attempts to force her to perform oral sex on him.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't get raped, though, but she gets a dick right in her face.
Yeah, and then she identifies the guy based on his dick.
That's cool.
Damn.
Yeah, I watched an episode last night where led you to believe halfway through that it was Orthodox Jews running a child sex ring.
Yeah.
And then you find out that it's just another kid in his class.
How about a show called Claw and Order, and it's like a Hispanic guy in a big lobster costume.
Raping
and,
people.
Yeah, and he's like, where is the rapas? No me gusta rape.
Is he looking for a rapas or rape?
Arepas.
Arepas,
yeah. Yeah.
¿Dónde está arepas?
Have
like
you ever
a rapist? And he's like, I'm so hungry.
Have you ever eaten arepas?
Yeah, they have them at that Venezuelan
place. They're kind of fucked up.
Yeah, they're not.
They got like syrup on them.
Tacos are better.
Yeah, tacos are way better.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had arepas.
I think they try to make it
They got
as
a Venezuelan
habit.
Place over on Droop.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Andy asked me if I wanted to go there.
It's not good.
Stop fucking bragging, dude, that anyone wants to hang out with you.
Yeah.
No,
Pilar's
we get
it,
like,
man.
We watch soccer.
Pilar is better.
Pilar?
Pilar is next to here, the Cuban place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's much better than that Guacoco place. But Guacoco is all right. It's not bad.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't really fuck with Pilar that much.
Really?
I've only been there once.
Get that Ropa Vieja.
The Ropa Vieja is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with that. I'm going to start making sweet plantains.
The chicken and rice is also really good.
Yeah.
I like that.
In a lobster costume.
I want to go eat grapes.
Yeah? I got a bunch of grapes at my place.
I'm about to go home
I know.
Grapes.
I know.
Watch
do you
basketball.
Ever...
do you drive here?
Bike.
Do you ever put grapes in a freezer as a summertime snack?
Of course, man. I'm all over fucking
it's a nice
frozen
to,
grapes.
It's a nice way to snack.
Frozen grapes are my snack, motherfucker.
All right. Yo.
Don't
steal my
shit. I
don't know
that
you invented that. Actually, I learned that from my mom. My mom had one lesbian friend growing up.
Well,
she taught me that.
Did she fuck her?
We'll end the show with this.
So.
Nilla wafers are very good.
I'm so on board with that.
Yep, and that'll do it for today's or this week's.
Oh, so yeah, but come to the show though in Baltimore on the fucking 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
at the Auto Bar. We're probably doing it. The guy was supposed to call me today and he didn't, so maybe we're not doing it.
Hey, and if you didn't like this episode, I apologize. I didn't realize we were supposed to be doing it. So. I'm tired.
Yeah, whatever, man.
We're all tired.
We're all tired. I biked like 15 miles or more. I biked a lot, baby.
Yeah, I'm tired of shit. I got to go back and make those speaker mounts.
Keep doing speaker work?
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.